So, welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. This is a review for Tomb Raider. It's directed by Roar Uthag, who is a Norwegian director, and he's directed some straight-to-video garbage, and is written by Geneva Robertson-Dorrit, and it stars Alicia Vikander, who I like a lot, Walter Goggins, who plays the proverbial bad guy in almost everything since The Shield, and Dominic West. The synopsis is, Laura Croft, the fiercely independent daughter of a missing adventurer, must put herself behind her limits when she finds herself on an island where her father disappeared. And Matt, what did you think of Tomb Raider?
I think it's been a really, really, really good movie if it came out in the 90s.
Yeah.
You know, if they had, this is considered a reboot, correct?
Yeah, reimagining of the reboot of Tomb Raider that came out in 2013.
They should have just left it with Angelina Jolie. There are certain franchises that could use a reboot, refresh. Tomb Raider is definitely not one of them. It wasn't an appealing movie at all.
Yeah, so I have a lot of problems with this movie. At first, I was like, all right, this isn't that bad. And once it starts getting into becoming something similar to National Treasure, where, hey, I found this clue, and this person left me this clue, so now I need to go with this Rube Goldberg machine. This tomb opens up, and I'm like, all right, well, this is starting to get stupid. Again, it's a retelling or reimagining of the reboot of Tomb Raider that came out in 2013, and that one revolves around a Japanese legend of Himiko, who's a goddess of death or something like that. And for this movie, her father, and also in the game, disappears looking for Himiko. And then it's showing her as a child, and it fills in this backstory of like 7 years. So there's a whole bunch of flashbacks of nothing. And then Laura Croft grows up, well, at least when she was younger, her father having a lot of money. And then she shuns her father's money. And then she's a bicycle delivery driver. And that's when the movie started going downhill, because then it turned into the bike version of Fast and the Furious.
Yes, it did. It so did. We're watching this on a bike.
Yeah. And then it turned into a scene from the Iron Fist, where you have Danny Rand walking into his father's company and like, hey, well, I'm Danny Rand. I've been missing for so long. And then Laura Croft does almost the exact same thing. It's like, oh, well, my name's Laura Croft. Because her father's disappeared. It kind of hinges on her that he's been gone for like 4 years. She has to sign some inheritance papers to sign away some of her father's rights or something like that. Then someone just hands her this puzzle box, which sets her off on, hey, well, my dad left me a clue, so let me go to my family compound and figure out what this clue means. And there's this organization, which also appears in the game, called Trinity, that is out to steal historical relics. For me, there's too many flashbacks. The tone of the movie from the start is pretty corny. And again, I thought it was okay up until maybe when she starts going off to find the boat captain. And that's when it started turning into National Treasure. That acting from everyone in this movie, other than Alicia Vikander and Walter Goggins, is pretty bad. Because even some of the background characters, the characters that are just henchmen, they deliver those lines like it came directly out of the video game. Hey, Matt, we have to go around this corner. Find Laura Croft.
They call it NPCs.
Yeah.
Non-playable characters.
Yeah.
Where you go up to them and hit A and they repeat the same shit over and over again. Doesn't come out naturally. That's how I felt it was.
A better version of Tomb Raider is actually in Jumanji.
Yes, it is.
A much better, more watchable movie. So I thought about that movie a lot because it does kind of pull from the Tomb Raider stuff.
I kind of felt like Uncharted. Is that the other video game?
Yeah.
No, it was like a little combination of that a little bit too. But I did think of Jumanji as well.
Yeah, because Uncharted, when Tomb Raider kind of took a downfall late 2000s, that's when Uncharted came out. And then the 2013 version of Tomb Raider came out, which was pretty much Uncharted.
The CGI wasn't too bad. I'll say that much. And I think it kind of paralleled the video game a little bit with the whole thing. Things are falling apart. I need to run and go again. Kind of reminds you of those quick time scenes that they had like in Resident Evil.
Yeah. There's that one where she was running away. She got swept in the river and then lands in a plane. And that plane's like a World War II plane that's about to fall off a cliff. That one is pulled directly from the video game.
Yep, I heard about that.
Yeah, even the climax comes from the game. I think the only thing she didn't do was like kill some wolves.
I know, right?
And then
when she got stabbed in the stomach, I'm like, really? Was it half movie later? She's okay. I'm like, whatever, you know.
Well, that's what happens in the game. Next cutscene, she's okay.
Oh yeah, I'm like, really? This is how it's rolling? Nah, I don't know about all that. Definitely better than Gringo. I'll tell you that.
Better than that second version of Tomb Raider with Angelina Jolie. The Cradle of Life. That movie is horrible. But what score would you give Tomb Raider?
I would give it a 5.0. Mainly because, I mean, there is a plot that is you're able to follow. The fight scenes, I mean, it's Tomb Raider. You don't really expect much from it. But a lot of the explosions and the cinematography was something out of the 90s. If it came out in the 90s, it'd be awesome. It'd be up there with Independence Day. But I'm sorry, it's 2018. These producers need to quit putting out crappy stuff and come up with things that we're actually interested in watching.
Yeah. So for me, I'm going to give this a 3. Again, this is equivalent to National Treasure and this whole complex set of events that helps them try to get to the end of the movie. Other than Alicia Vikander, if you haven't really played the video games and have not played that 2013 video game, there's really not much here. There's a lot of other side characters in the game that don't show up, and the side character that they give her in this, he's nobody. I'm not even sure why he's even in there. It's just that she can't drive a boat. So, all right, that's the BCN Podcast.